Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,606. John and Kim Bourne seek variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks per section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Canvasback Road, approximately 578 feet north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36982 Canvasback Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 408. There were no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Okay. Staff notes they are seeking an 8.3-foot variance for the side for the HVAC, a 5-foot variance on the side for the house, a 3.7-foot variance for the side deck, a 5.5-foot variance on the side for the landing, a 1.5-foot variance for the side of the house, a 1.6-foot variance for the rear, and a 3.7-foot variance for the side for the existing shed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you say your name and address for the record?
Leanne Bourne, 36982 Subleyville, Delaware, 19975.
Okay, can you wait right here?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Rhodes, 38759 Seagull Road, Subleyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Ms. Cornwell. I realize you didn't. Are there any correspondence?
There was no correspondence in support of or in opposition, one mail return.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. Good evening.
I'm assisting the Bournes and Peninsula Homes, but representing them for this hearing.
Okay.
They're just Bournes property in Swan Keys. It's similar to other variants that I and some other people that do work in there have applied for in the past, and that basically have a unique property where when that community was initially developed, it was designed for much smaller homes, and the property was a lot less valuable back then since, you know, the waterfront property's kind of gone through the roof, and they've been building bigger homes commensurate with that value. So we believe that the uniqueness of the property was something that, you know, was done before the homeowner purchased it. They purchased it in 2014 when the setbacks and property lines and everything were already in place. Will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood architecturally as well as, you know, size and respect to the property lines? This is very similar to stuff that, you know, has been building in your construction in there for the past 6 to 8 years. Overall, in terms of the amount of variance that we're seeking, it's less than has previously been approved in Swan Keys, as well as on the same road with lots of the same dimension. So we're basically looking to continue the precedent that's set in Swan Keys, allowing us to build a double wide or two box modular home that will fit in the community.
Okay. Well, we'll start out. We'll see if we have any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Rickle.
You were given a sheet with five questions on there,
right,
that you had to answer the criteria for a variance. Could you address those, please?
I believe I did. Unless I missed one.
Uniqueness of the property is what?
Yeah. That it was,
you said,
originally developed to only, you know, allow a single width.
Okay, and it could not be developed, otherwise be developed, right?
Yeah,
based on that.
What's been happening.
And you didn't create it, right?
Correct. Okay. Bought it last year.
And the essential character of the neighborhood is the same, correct?
Yeah, we're upgrading.
The minimum variance that you're asking for, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me look at something here. How about the existing shed? What was that there when you moved on to it? There was nothing. They moved a mobile home off of there, I imagine.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
You're growing. Okay, it's proposed dwelling, right?
And the shed is on the property as well. So they'd like to keep that in the same location.
You would like to keep it in the same location. Could you move it if you had to?
We could move it out. There's not really anywhere logistically on the property where we go unless you moved it up to the road.
Well, no, I mean, could you move it, like, any, you know, to bring it in compliance or anything like that? Or
no,
would it be a tough job, or would it be?
Well, tough is one thing. I mean, we could certainly move the shed, but there's just not room on the property to.
Okay, all right, that's an answer I was looking for.
Yeah.
One of those. The proposed porch is a two-story porch, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the reason you're going to need the 3.7.
For the porch.
Okay, right, okay.
And it's inside.
Second floor.
With the house.
Right, no cantilever. Have any other questions?
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
Back to your rear porch. That's a second-story porch with a first-story deck?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the square footage of the home? Two stories, three stories?
Yeah, it's two stories.
It's
2,000. 2,000 even? Okay. We got 2015.
2000 resident space.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any further? No. Mr. Mills?
No question.
Mr. Werby?
No questions.
Mr. Chairman, I have one more question.
Okay.
In the in your HVC unit, is that normally the side that they put them on down there? Along your block?
Yeah, they put on the opposing side as the steps usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Mr.
Hudson.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mr. Hudson.
I have one. Where would be parking, your parking spaces?
In the front, between Canvas Back and the front of the road. So there will be.
So all the way across the front of the.
Right, yes.
Proposed out.
The norm for this lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Hudson kind of touched on it. Is that one of the reasons why the home is set further back? And it appears to be of a larger shape so that there's additional parking in the front.
That's one of it, yeah. And then using the size that we already have, we kind of favored the back because most of the homes are set as far back as they can be with the decks. If we moved it too far up, they would have no view up and down the canal at all. And we knew that from front to back, we didn't have any variance limitations because we were doing a smaller footprint home.
Okay. And I take it there's no parking underneath the house? Okay. And you mentioned the HVAC could not be, you don't normally place those on the side where the stairs are. What's the reason behind that?
Well, if you put it on, say you put it in front of the steps closer to the road, they basically have to walk around the HVAC stand to get to their steps, putting a walkway right on their neighbor's property line. And there wouldn't even be adequate width if they ever did need a wheelchair or something down the road. You wouldn't have enough space between that stand. Well, you'd have 4.5 feet, it'd be very close, but you'd have concrete right up to the neighbor's line.
And how close are the neighboring structures to the property line?
You could probably answer that a little better.
Well, my neighbor has a new built construction home next to mine, and I guess we have 5 feet and five feet.
On the north side of our property.
So lot 16.
Right.
So it's already developed and. Okay, how about the lot to your south?
It's still a trailer there, and that has
eight feet.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay. Are there any persons here that are opposed to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,606. The applicant certainly has answered the criteria for a standard and done it very well. There is uniqueness to the property. He has stated that the uniqueness, he's also been the same size of the lot and also the length of the lot, which makes it very unique to be able to build on. And it cannot be otherwise developed. He's made that comment on that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been caused by you because of the size and the property's been there and the change of zone through the years has made it necessary for you to apply for a variance. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,606. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,606 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.